You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Let's check the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
What a gorgeous day today, and what a fantastic weekend. Can you tell me how we got to this kind of weather forecast?
Well, with the pattern here across the lower 48, we saw ridging of high pressure build up across the eastern U.S., and at the same time, trough of low pressure dug out west. Actually, we had a system get cut off from the general jet stream flow, and that resulted in these major precip amounts, including some wintry weather and big snow totals in areas of Colorado, in portions of the eastern Rockies, even to some of the high plains there. And then along with that, the major precipitation was this high amplitude flow that resulted in, you know, what we're seeing now with our temperatures, highs basically, or temperatures right now basically in the 80s, low 80s, upper 70s across much of Illinois and adjacent areas. And so going forward here, we're still going to have another day or so of this. Then we have a little bit of a cool down here, a little more variability in temperatures coming up, but overall, a more summer-like pattern rather than anything early spring typically.
So simply put, we have kind of a blocking system right in the middle, I guess, where we have the 80s, but that means along the west side of it, everybody's getting drenched in some form of precipitation, Colorado and snow and a lot of rainfall in parts of Texas. And then on the other side, on the east coast, are they getting weather as well?
To a lesser extent, they've received some significant precipitation, and if you look back over the past week, we had rain in areas of the Delta on into the southeast Ag Belt, and then also the Ohio River Valley acreage here, but for much of central northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and then Iowa, northeastern Missouri, zero rain here over the past week.
All right. For next week, what do you see for our part of the world?
Well, we're seeing more opportunities for precipitation here coming up and getting a bit more of an active pattern with some of these frontal systems here working their way into the Midwest. Overall, there will be some rainfall around. Again, for the next week or so, it will be fairly insignificant rains overall, or just light, you know, spotty rains overall. Things will start to pick up after that. As far as temperatures are concerned, certainly the warmer turn that we've seen is by and large going to continue. Again, there'll be some variability within that, but overall a warmer bias pattern across much of the Corn Belt, and that will continue to raise soil temperatures for planting.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
My pleasure, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I know you're in the field today. Be safe. Make sure you take some time for yourself. Get your 8 hours of sleep. That'll keep you safe. And have a good afternoon. You can always listen to us again online if you'd like at WILLAG.org.